USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Taliban just inherited a massive new war chest, complete with U.S.-made Humvees, planes, helicopters, night vision goggles, anti-aircraft weapons, machine guns, and drones. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast on Fox News says Biden needs to resign for incompetence.
Now the Taliban being the most well-armed Taliban, we don't know what surface-to-air assets that they're going to be moving thousands of people out via aircraft, right? They're not putting them out on boats. So what the capabilities do they now have to shoot those out of the skies? We're moving thousands of out of there. You know, I hope when President Biden comes on TV, he gives us a resignation because he's going to face, let's say, 15 to 60,000 counts of endangerment of everybody over there. And, you know, let's call this for what it is. This is probably about day 7 of the Afghanistan hostage crisis.
USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Thursday, Tropical Storm Henri, which is nearly a hurricane, is expected to intensify in the coming days. It will threaten New England this weekend. As of 5 a.m. on Friday, the National Hurricane Center said that Henri was a strong tropical storm with sustained winds of 65 miles an hour. Now, that's just 10 miles an hour shy of hurricane force. The center of the storm was located 370 miles south-southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. As the Biden administration scrambles to fix the, what some are calling, the Afghanistan hostage crisis, our own government has no clue on how many people need to be rescued from Afghanistan. State Department's Ned Price this week.
It is not a tally that we keep in the context of Afghanistan or any other country.
Country superstar Garth Brooks says he has to do his part and canceled his remaining concerts for 2021. The performer said refunds will be offered on approximately 350,000 tickets that were sold for stadium gigs in 5 cities, blaming coronavirus for the cancellations. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
In December of 2014, the late Senator of Arizona, Republican John McCain, went down to the Senate floor to warn his colleagues about Anthony Blinken, our current Secretary of State.
Pending a vote concerning Mr. Anthony Tony Blinken, who is not only unqualified, but in fact, in my view, one of the worst selections that of a very bad lot that this president has chosen. I hope that many of my colleagues will understand that not often do I come to the floor to oppose a nomination of the President of the United States because I believe that elections have consequences. In this case, this individual has actually been dangerous to America and to the young men and women who are fighting and serving it. Let's just review a couple of some of the elements in particular and Mr. Blinken's role in conceptualizing and furthering it. U.S. foreign policy is in a shambles. It's at best a strategic and at worst anti-strategic. I'll move on to Afghanistan. Mr. Blinken said, quote, we've been very clear. We've been consistent. The war will be concluded by the end of 2014. We have a timetable, and that timetable will not change. This is why I'm so worried about him being in the position that he's in, because if they stick to that timetable, I am telling my colleagues that we will see the replay of Iraq all over again.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.